This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When we read the Psalms of David, we see that at times he became intensely angry at the unjust judges and leaders in Israel. And he also became angry at those who were evil leaders in the Gentile world. Now, we must admit, of course, that what made David angry are the very things that have happened in societies and cultures throughout world history. Well, the Apostle Paul gives us a correct perspective in the New Testament. Listen to what Paul wrote to Timothy after his first imprisonment.
First of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Once again, here's the question. How should we handle corruption in our culture today, particularly among those who lead us? Well, Paul gives us the answer. Like Timothy, we're to lead believers to pray for leaders throughout the world, including those who are over evil empires. Paul exhorted Christians to pray for the evil Nero and for the wicked King Herod and self-serving governors like Felix and Festus. What about those who lead us in our own culture? Let's not forget this principle to live by. We're to take a proactive approach in praying for our political leaders so that we might continue to be salt and light in this world.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.